The Word of God, which is appointed for our reading today, is recorded in the Apostle Paul's letter to the Ephesians, the 6th chapter, beginning at the 14th verse. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. This is the text. The Apostle Paul is a master of the metaphor. The Christian runs in a race. Paul himself has a thorn in the flesh. Christ is the foundation. Christians are God's temple. The church is the bride of Christ. Not a page in St. Paul's writing are there metaphors missing. Not the least of Paul's metaphors, and perhaps one of the most complicated ones, is the one in our lesson, which makes very vivid use of the battle dress of the Roman soldier. And of course, that was something that was familiar to everyone in the Mediterranean world, which was ruled by Rome. However, this metaphor is without meaning if it's not viewed very strictly in the context in which it's placed, which is especially found in the preceding four verses, where Paul writes, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand." Now, it's precisely that point that St. Paul speaks to us in this morning's lesson. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual wickedness in heavenly places. My Luther students are familiar with Heiko Obermann's rather daunting biography of Luther, entitled Luther, Man Between God and the Devil. The point of the title is not simply that Luther himself was caught between God and the devil, which is true enough, but that Luther's theology begins with the reality of the human condition that mankind, because of sin and disobedience, is caught between God and the devil. What we are up against in this world is the devil and all of the forces of evil. Luther saw the conflict between God and Satan as a battle for the souls of people. The book of Revelation, of course, describes the terrors and the destruction of the end of the world. But we make a terrible mistake if we think that the last days of the world are still off in the future. For Christians, the early Christians, for the apostles, all living nearly 2,000 years ago, for them the end was imminent. It was ready to come. It was right there. Also, we learn that for Luther, living 450 some years ago, the reality of that great struggle was a present reality. Now, last time I checked, the world still stands. Does that mean that all of our forebears in the Christian church were wrong? No, because the evil days, the last days, are all those times when sin and evil seem to be in control. And for each one of us, that struggle between good and evil, between faith and sin, is an everyday, present reality. St. Paul describes that daily struggle that every single one of us lives through day by day. The good that I want to do, I do not. But the evil that I do not want to do, I keep on doing. I delight in the law of God according to the inward or the spiritual man, but I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bring them into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? This is the same struggle that each one of us faces every day. This is the reality that is the same for all of us, young, middle-aged, or old. It isn't just a struggle with bad impulses that we have from time to time, fudging on our tax return, turning in a paper that is not completely my own, violating the boundaries of the marriage relationship as it was ordered by God. It's not just a matter of a slip now and then, of not being able to fight this or that temptation. But this struggle goes deeper than that. The words of Scripture are true. Your adversary, the devil, walks about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And so between Satan's will and God's will, the struggle goes on, and the believer, as Paul, is torn between the two, between flesh and spirit. O wretched man that I am, he says. But in his grace, God promises to equip us to withstand the assaults of the devil. In the 8th chapter of Romans, Paul wrote, "If God is for us, who can be against us? I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Paul describes in our lesson in more vivid terms what it is that the Christian has with which to fight off Satan in these evil days. "Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth," the truth that God has revealed to us, "having put on the breastplate of righteousness," that is, the righteousness of Jesus Christ himself, not our own work, "having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, the foundation of the gospel, the forgiveness of sins. Above all, taking the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. That is, that faith which trusts only in Christ's holiness and not in my own. And take the helmet of salvation, the certainty that he fulfills his promise of eternal life. And the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. God's Word, not the Word, and not the wisdom of men. And it is with that assurance, with God's armor, that the Christian can be defiant in the face of these evil days. We know full well that the Christian in this life is saint and sinner at the same time. By myself, I am overwhelmed with the power of the devil before me, and I cannot triumph. But I have been baptized and clothed with that righteousness of Christ. I am united in faith, by faith, with him who allowed himself to be attacked by all of the power of wickedness in his life and on the cross. He it was who stood before Satan and bore all of the most intense attacks of the evil one in my place, in your place, and in his perfect righteousness, he was victorious. So armored with his righteousness, with the gospel, with the promise of God, with the faith that he has given, and with his powerful word, you are fully equipped to fight against the assaults of the evil one. Thanks be to God. Amen.